Normally, a new legislative session is cause for celebration. Families and spouses crowd the floors as they watch their lawmaker take the oath of office. Halls are filled with the excited buzz of lobbyists, press, and members of the public chatting and catching up. But this year, Nevada's 81st legislative session has moved mostly online. That's raised questions about transparency. KUNR's Paul Boger has this report.
This year, the legislative building is far more quiet than usual. Citing pandemic-related safety concerns, Nevada lawmakers have closed the session to the public for the time being. So lawmakers have moved a large chunk of it online, including all committee meetings and bill hearings. Speaker of the Assembly Jason Frierson of Las Vegas says the revamped session is a necessity.
Well, we got to keep not only members safe, but we got to keep our staff safe. If our staff start to go down and have to quarantine, we can't do the people's work.
This is only the second time lawmakers will be allowed to conduct business virtually. The first was last summer, when lawmakers were even able to participate from their hotel rooms in Carson City. This time, they're required to be in the legislative building. Though some lawmakers are not convinced the move is a good idea. Minority Leader Dr. Robin Titus is the top Republican in the Assembly.
I'm for one that believes that we need to be in the committee rooms because you get distracted, you're not in the committee room, and what the bills might be and the hearing might be. And also, we always struggle with having meaningful testimony during the committees, not being able to have meaningful input on these committees with the bills is going to be the challenge.
Another notable change is the lack of people. The only folks allowed inside are lawmakers, staff, and a handful of credentialed press, leaving many interested parties in the cold. Both professional and unpaid lobbyists are currently barred from physically entering the building and may potentially be allowed in only if they have an appointment. That's left many worried about transparency, namely, who gets a meeting and can ordinary residents connect with their lawmakers effectively?
What they do with this legislature can affect us for years, for generations, for decades, and we need to be a part of that.
That's Janine Hansen of Elko, a regular candidate for office in Nevada and a noted member of the Independent American Party, a small far-right political group. She also spends her time as a lobbyist.
I mean, it makes such a difference to actually be able to be there. You can go up and talk to somebody as they walk down the hall. You can see the nuances that go on in a committee. I mean, it's very, very difficult to participate in the process virtually.
There are others, though, who argue transitioning to virtual hearings will actually increase participation and transparency, especially for residents of Southern Nevada. Stacy Shin is with the State Innovation Exchange, a group that helps lawmakers develop and write progressive legislation.
You have to either ride a bus for 8 hours overnight or get on an airplane. So my hope is that the virtual session is going to give more access to more people that haven't necessarily had it in the past.
And that's what lawmakers are hoping for as well. Assemblywoman Cecilia Gonzalez of Las Vegas is one of more than a dozen freshman lawmakers. She says virtual meetings are nothing new this far into the pandemic.
I don't find myself losing attention. I think that the work that we're entering in this session is very important. And so I put my phone on silent. I pay attention because there are things that are going to be very important that happen.
Lawmakers are slated to take up a host of issues this year. First and foremost, they're staring down the barrel of budget cuts, while also trying to tackle business and unemployment issues created by the pandemic. There's legislation on the way meant to address climate change, along with criminal justice and election reform. But Democratic Assemblywoman Teresa Benitez-Thompson of Reno says it doesn't matter whether lawmakers hold hearings in person or online. The goal is the same.
We're here to fight for good policy. When it's all said and done, rain, shine, pandemic or not, we are going to do good work and implement good policies for people.
Benitez-Thompson went on to say leadership plans to eventually reopen the building to the public. In the meantime, the session will keep moving right along as lawmakers navigate the empty halls of the legislature. Paul Boger, KUNR News.